Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How in the world are we all doing?
Wonderful.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, here, let's see if I remember what I'm doing. Okay, well, here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is a open line format. Not so open that it's completely open so we can hear all of the grease bacon frying, the baby screaming, the toilet flushing, people snoring. Yep, we have had that. We don't want to get all that on the call because our good friend Mr. Steve Crowfoot records this for people who can't get on it live, and so they can listen to it another time. But if you've got something that you want to share with the group, and today's format, today's topic is what Neken products have done for us, and or what's a Neken business opportunity? Basically, how has Neken impacted our lives, both physically and financially? And I'm going to give you kind of the prompt on how to share that in a bit here. But before we get into that, I want to remind everybody that as Paul Briggs, who is a dearest friend of Vance and Stacy, Paul and Janice Briggs from Indianapolis, Indiana, him and I were dialoguing the other day, and Paul reminded me that we are truly in the business as Neken Wellness Consultants, whether we're joined to get the products at a discount, or we join to supplement our income, or we join to start a new venture, a new career, a new chapter in our lives, going from the employee quadrant, as Robert Kiyosaki talks about, to the self-employed, and then maybe eventually over to the business owner quadrant, and then eventually into the investor quadrant, that we truly join. If we're looking at doing this as a career long-term, we do that with the mindset of changing people's mindsets. And what I mean by that, and this is what Paul and I were chatting about, is that in our culture today, and not just in North America, I'm talking about in the world today, the mindset is a little skewed when it comes to physical and financial wellness. And we have a responsibility, those of us who have discovered a new way, a new method, a new, you know, chart or a path to chart our course, that we owe it to ourselves and the people around us to change the mindset. And we do that by sharing stories. The mindset of, you know, today in 2011 is that, well, when it comes to a job, we go work for somebody else and we get a paycheck every week or 2 weeks or monthly, however often. And that's not exactly, I don't believe. My firm conviction is that God gave each and every one of us an opportunity to set our own course, to utilize the talents and abilities that we have. As I, the other day at a camp, I literally challenged an eighth grader who thinks he wants to be a pharmacist. And I have nothing against pharmacists. However, hearing him speak in front of his peers, I told him, I said, you know, political science may be a better avenue for you. He said, well, I don't know. I said, look, you've got a gift. I would not squelch that. And so our gift in sharing Neken with other people is literally helping them change their mind about, as my dear friend, oh my goodness, name just totally left me. I'll remember it in a second. But had reminded me that she, as a nurse, she said, she asked the question, how open are you? Not if you are you open, but how open are you to going a different route than traditional drugs and surgery? Because in our culture today, we're just inundated, absolutely just overwhelmed with the marketing for another magic pill that's going to fix our lives. And Elaine Connolly, who is in the Western medicine mindset, or as a nurse, she asked that question, how open are you and to going a different route? And that's what Neken gives us the opportunity to do. So what we're going to do this morning in the next 25-30 minutes is some of you are going to share what you discovered by being open. And I don't have a list in front of me in an order This is kind of an open line format, and what you do, and I'm going to ask, please, only do this if you've got a product or a business story that you'd like to pass on, that you'd want to share, that you think will be an encouragement to the people on the line, because really, truly, the hardest thing that we have to do as being a Nikan Wellness Consultant that wants to share this with other people, is tell our story and then tell other people's story. And I'm constantly reminded of the people that introduced my family to Nikan, Dennis and Ruth Williams. All they simply did to get our attention is share stories of how Nikan had impacted other people's lives. And Herb Schoenfeld reminded me of that last Saturday, is that, you know, statistics may sway people, they may startle people, they may get their attention, but really it's stories that sell. And here's a guy who was in the furniture and carpet business for decades, and it's really not the facts and figures that compel people to make a decision, it's the stories. So with that in mind, what you need to do to get on the line to be interactive is hit *6 on your phone, just the little star button, lower left-hand corner of your keypad, and then the number 6, and that'll bring you on the line. And we've got some people I know that are going to try. I'm not sure if they're going to make it, that are calling in actually today from Orlando, Florida, where the Royal Alliance event is taking place, and I talked to some of them yesterday. They said, Vance, we're not sure if we're going to be able to make it happen, but if that's you, just please interrupt the flow, and we'll squeeze you in, we'll make it happen. So with that said, I know Paul Briggs is on the line, and whether or not he's already hit *6 or is about to, I know he's got a few people that he's rounded up that wanted to share, so let's go that direction and have some fun here. So, Paul, are you on the line? There's that proverbial pause that always leaves me scared because you're not sure. So, *6, I can hear somebody on the line.
Aha, there we go.
Yeah, you not only have to hit *6, but then you have to demute yourself on your own phone, or I'm not sure what you did there.
Well, you know, it's my age. I've got to get more of the sleep mask on because I pound instead of the star.
Lower left, folks. Lower left on the keypad. The pound button is on the lower right, at least on the phone that I'm on. So.
I kept talking, Vance, and you just couldn't hear me.
I get accused of that all the time. I just keep talking and nobody's listening to me. Or I'm not listening to anybody else. So
it's a beautiful morning here, and we're in the middle of Indiana and outside in the screen porch, so if you hear a few crows, that's the background. We'll have to move. But I have a couple of ladies here that their lives have been totally transformed in their health. I'm really grateful. And for me, that just it's just really sets my heart on fire. My passion is for helping people, making a difference, and my dad being a doctor and changing into nutrition, wellness, and prevention about 35 years ago was a daring thing to do, but it really taught me a lesson. He said that, you know, basically the truth will set you free, and he realizes that there's a cause for the problems we're having, and part of that is the mindset, just like you talked about. And so when you get somebody on the products in Nikan or the products on somebody, it's just amazing if you'll have the patience. And sometimes patience isn't required because we do get some pretty fast responses. But I'm sitting here with Linda Rogers and Esther G, and I think I'm just going to hand the phone over to Linda. And she's a wonderful, vivacious lady, and about a year ago, she didn't feel that well. So I'll let Linda share her story.
Hello.
Good morning, Linda. It's Vance. Good to chat with you again today.
Thank you. It's nice talking to you.
Well, and Linda, I know we spoke briefly a few days ago, but for the record, as Paul just stated, about a year ago, I guess it was, you were not as... the word that Paul used, vivacious, as you are today. So, just for the record, give everybody an idea of what was going on in your life and what happened.
Well, I am a 5-year survivor of melanoma, skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular time, my health started going downhill very fast. And I was, as you know, melanoma does come back. And I was told that, and I figured that's what had happened, and it had gone into bone cancer because at that time, just about every bone in my body hurt. And then you want me to go on with my story then?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm
okay.
Just as excited as everybody else, waiting with anticipation. But one thing I should ask right up front, you know, the two questions that a dude, is never supposed to ask a gal is, number one, your weight, which I don't care about that, but, I mean, I do care, but I don't need to know that. But the second one is, we're never supposed to ask what your age is, but for people's sake, give us an idea, because I think it adds to the magnitude of what you've experienced.
Well, I'm proud of my age. I'm one of those that's proud. I'm 72.
Okay, 72, okay.
Yes, I've had a heart attack with one stent, and 6 months later was diagnosed with melanoma. But previously, and as a young teenager, I had an incident at school where a young boy, I was 14, 15 years old, but I was in the cafeteria, and one of the boys pulled the chair out from behind me as I went to sit down. That was the joke back then. But I've had a spinal injury where L5 has slipped forward on the sacrum, and I've had back pain ever since that time. And I was at a wellness place where they were doing free wellness testing for people, the public.
Sure.
And I was introduced to Neekin there, and Jeff Cunningham was at the booth next to the one I was at. And I was talking to his wife, and my back was started hurting really bad because I'd been standing on my feet for quite a while. So I said, I need to sit down, and then Jeff, he let me use his back flex, and first time in my life, in 20 minutes, I'm going to say 20 to 25 minutes, the back pain was completely gone. And so, boy, was I sold on that.
This was about a year ago, you said?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so I was really interested in it, and then I went to one of their previews, and because every bone in my body hurt, my feet hurt and such, and so I was interested in the insoles. And as the story goes farther, I ended up getting a kit, and, you know, I sleep on the mattress with the cover, and I wore the bracelet and helped arthritis in my hands and my wrist. And, of course, my feet quit hurting. My back quit hurting. So I just really sold on the magnets. And then because it did so much for me, because I had been in chemo for a year and a half, I thought I need to build my body up better and, you know, more energy and such.
Sure.
And so I started on the nutrition. And so I'm getting younger. I feel like it anyway. And that's pretty much my story. I'm just very much sold on Neekin. I just
you have a wellness home, don't you?
Yeah, I pretty much have a wellness home, yes.
Now, Linda, doing the quick math, you're talking 58 years ago was when the little, you know, chair prank happened, or thereabouts. And
yes.
Did you live with, I mean, agony and pain this whole time, or was it just kind of...
Yes, I did. It was worse at some times during pregnancies. It was much worse because, you know, your spine straightens out when you're pregnant, and...
Sure. Well, I don't personally know that, but I've heard that.
Well, that does happen. And as an x-ray technician, that was my profession. I am retired now. I wore a lead apron. The weight on the shoulders wore down. I was on my feet a lot. X-ray technicians do a lot of walking, and they're just pulling on patients, you know, getting them out of chairs and off the table, out of wheelchairs and off the table and such. And yes, I wore back brace, but it didn't help. All it did was give me a hiatal hernia.
Now, see, I have experienced that, so I can speak from personal experience. I've done that, that route,
yeah.
And what surgery does to fix it and everything.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I just quit wearing the brace and didn't have the surgery.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, yeah, I've always had the pain. It was like at times it was a dull ache, and other times, you know, if I was active, it, you know, or heavy lifting or on my feet a lot, the pain was very severe.
Okay.
I'm just not one to take medicines. I just, you know, I never was on anything for the pain.
So are you dealing with anything today? Here you are a year later. You've got the components of the wellness home, which is simply air, water, sleep, nutrition, the rest and relaxation products, the insoles during the day. I mean, do you deal with anything, any flare-ups? And if so, or if it, you know, all of a sudden you wake up in the morning and think, wow, I, you know, whatever, what do you deal with that? I mean, you said you're not one to take drugs and
I just deal with it. You know, I knew when I was having severe back pain, I would lay on the x-ray table, which I'm sure you know what they look like. They're very straight and hard. And just bend my knees up. I did not put a pillow under my head. And within, 10, 15 minutes or so, it would ease enough that I could get up and continue working. Or at home, that's what I would do on the floor. But the only really severe pain I had was when I was carrying things or pulling or on my feet a lot. So I just learned what to do. But now with the back flex is what I wear. And when I first got it, I wore it 24/7. I slept with it on. And the pain, I can go now without it. If I, you know, if I'm just around home doing practically nothing. You know, but if I have to go somewhere or going to be riding in a car, going to be working in the garden or anything like that, I got it and my insoles. I use them.
But, Linda, I want to thank you because you're 30 years my senior. I'm not calling you old. I'm just saying that your inspiration and your story is what compels those of us who are younger to literally say, well, what's our excuse? Because
right,
it sounds like you're grabbing life by the horns and you're just making the best of it. And the beautiful thing is, to me, is that someone cared enough about you to say, hey, why don't you check this out? And do you have any regrets today about making the investment in the Nikan products?
No, I do not. In fact, to be honest with you, had I not been introduced to Nikan today, I doubt very seriously if I would be here. You know, I probably would have gone to the doctor and they just said, no, you don't have melanoma, it's not come back, and I don't know what your problem is. You know, it's old age, you know. I honestly believe that I wouldn't be here. Or if I was, I would not be active at all.
Sure.
Not at all.
And I guess we probably should state, I maybe should have mentioned this up front, that, you know, I'm not a doctor. Paul had mentioned that his dad is in the medical profession. But we can't make any medical claims that just because of the Rogers, you know, just because you had this experience does not mean anybody else who's got back pain or melanoma or, you know, all the other issues that you were dealing with, that doesn't mean they're going to have the same results.
That's true.
What do we call that, a coincidence or placebo or something like that?
I was just one of the fortunate ones that my body works with magnets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've had friends that have tried the magnets and they've not helped them. Maybe they didn't use them long enough. I don't know. Or maybe their body just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you said,
I think the key word is that, you know, you said you have friends that have tried it.
Yeah.
You know, I could try increasing my water consumption, but if I really don't want to get well, and, you know, playing on my background of, you know, studying to be a pastor, when one of the gentlemen that Jesus encountered, he asked him the question, do you want to get well? And he said, yeah, and then he listed all these wonderful excuses, these buts in his life. Well, the but this and but this and that. And, you know, I really think we have, if we want to get well, number one, we got to say, hey, let's check this out. But then we got to get all those buts out of our lives. And go forward. And you obviously have done that. Well, Linda, thank you for sharing. And I know there's another young lady that's right there with you that And if we've got somebody else that is happened to be calling in before we switch over, if there's somebody else that happens
to be in.
Yes.
Vance, hello?
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Fred Freeman. I'm calling in from Northwest Tennessee this morning at the request of my sister, Linda Pettit, who is a NECN agent.
Well, go ahead. Yes, and Fred, I met your sister, Linda. Actually, I met your brother-in-law, I guess it is.
John, yes.
So, yes, and then, so Linda was actually shared your story, and you've got quite a interesting experience that you've, the journey that you've had with wellness the last wee bit of time. So go ahead, tell us what life was like before NECN and what life is like now.
Well, it was rather a bleak diagnosis. I was diagnosed a couple of years ago with a very rare cancer that not many people have even heard of. It's called Merkel cell carcinoma. It manifested itself in 08, a small place on my left calf. And my wife works for a dermatologist, so I went up and had him check it out. He thought it was nothing, and he said, I'll harvest it. It's probably a stopped-up sweat gland. And when he did, he said, well, it's not what I thought, so I'll send it off for a biopsy. And then that's when I discovered that it was Merkel cell carcinoma, so I had to have surgery to remove that. And then they said, well, fortunately, it was not in your lymph nodes, so you're good to go, and maybe you can have a PET scan in about a year. Well, a year went by, and I did have a PET scan, but during that year, I was in close contact with Linda and John, and they became active with NECN, and I actually went to several meetings with them and heard testimonials and listened to all of the product lines, and never dreamed about what I'm going to tell you, but I had a PET scan a year later, and unfortunately it was not a good result. Found out I had a very large malignant tumor in the upper part of my left leg, and had a pretty extensive operation. And not only was it involving lymph nodes, it was involving several, and the diagnosis was that my condition was terminal. It was quite devastating. And
now, Fred, when you use the word terminal, give us a time frame. What were they saying? 3 months?
Well, doctor would never give a time frame. He was a Christian doctor. He said, that I just don't do that. That's in God's hands, but I'll tell you this, there is no known cure for what you have. The only common denominator with people that have had any amount of time, maybe 1 or 2 years, is that they've had radiation. So I took 30 treatments of pretty radical radiation, and that was not a good experience. But what I didn't know until it was already off and running was that my sister and her daughter had created a Facebook page and completely put me in a wellness home. And I started taking these natural organic supplements last August. And all I can tell you, Vance, is I had a PET scan in February, and it was 100% clean. The doctors and the oncologists that I deal with in Biloxi, Mississippi, all my medical is through the VA because I'm a veteran. They're astounded. And I want to give credit first and foremost to the Lord Jesus, because that's where my faith lies and rests. Betty and I are active missionaries in Central East Africa. And but I'll say this, I believe God has used NECN to give me the wellness that I enjoy today, and used it to perform the miracle of getting a clean PET scan. So I'm convinced that it's made a difference in my life.
Oh, absolutely, Fred. And what astounds me is that you're talking 9 months ago was when you were introduced to NECN, correct? About that time?
About that, maybe a little over a year.
Okay, a little over a year ago. And I'm not in the medical field, as I said. I was going the same route where you're at today. I've lived overseas as a missionary. My wife and I have traveled extensively. Now we travel with our daughters. I've never had the actual title of pastor or missionary, but I'm a firm believer in that we do, you know, we go down the path that God has for us. And what I find most fascinating about what you've just shared is that, number one, you gave credit to God, and however, you recognize the fact that God led you to this position to utilize the Neekin products. And all that, you and I are both kind of on the same page here. We don't really understand exactly what's going on in our bodies. However, we know, as Dr. Peter Goldberg reminded us in Seattle last weekend, that it's all about energy. Everything is connected, and the environment does matter. And I think here what you're talking about is when we change the environment of where our bodies are, it does affect what's going on. And then you also paid tribute to the Neekin nutritionals, the organic nutritionals that will change the chemistry of our body. And I'm hopefully stating this without making any direct claims, because what you've shared is pretty strong. I mean,
well, people have come to see me because when they found out that I was diagnosed as terminal and that I was probably going to die, and when they would come to the house, they would look at me and say, "Fred, you don't even look sick." And I would say, well, thank you very much. I don't feel sick, and therefore I'm not going to act sick. And it's very rewarding. It's very fulfilling to know that I'm able to go back. Actually, I'm leaving Monday to go to Africa for the second time this year, and the work we do is it's just an incredible thing to be involved in, and I'm just thankful. And I actually prayed and asked God. I said, "You did it for Hezekiah, and I'm just asking you to do it for me. I really like doing what I'm doing, and if you'll let me do some more, I'm going to keep going to Africa as long as you allow me to do this." And
what's your age at this point?
I'll be 62, June the 4th.
Okay, so you got another, well, as it says in Psalms, that a good man gets 70 years, but a strong man, and you sound like a strong man, so you got probably at least another 18 years left in you.
Looking forward to it, too.
Well, and what part of Africa are you going to, Fred?
Our work is concentrated in the countries of Tanzania and Uganda.
Okay, okay. Working specifically with orphans or just...
No, we work with the Jesus Film Project, which was started years ago through Campus Crusade for Christ.
Yeah, you
but we have found out.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're doing. You're going into villages and you're taking a piece of media and in their language, correct?
And exactly. And we couple that with medical work. We take doctors and nurses and treat the illnesses that we can, and and then we share the gospel through the film.
So, Fred, if you had to share with somebody today, and this is going to be my last question, and I think we have time for one more story, somebody that, you know, is kind of had a sideswipe, or they got their life a little bit derailed with something, or maybe they're just looking for a little bit of a boost of energy, when it comes to these Neekin products, are you absolutely 100% convinced that these will change people's lives?
I really am.
Okay.
I don't think anything happens accidentally, and I'll just share this on a personal note. I know that my sister loves me, and I know that my niece loves me. So their intentions and their aim was driven by the love that they have for me, and I also know that they both love the Lord. So you put all that together, and who am I to turn down a gift of love like that? And the rest is history. God took that product that He gave your scientists the wisdom and knowledge to put together, and all of these people throughout the world now that have benefited through these products are doing it. And actually, I think it ties right in with the Bible. The Bible tells us to get wisdom, but with wisdom to get understanding.
Absolutely.
So the research that's gone into creating these products have come because God's given us wisdom and knowledge.
Absolutely.
And we're expected to use the noggin that He's given us. So I just want to be a good steward of everything I've got.
Oh man, you just said it exactly the way when you were sharing that, you know, it's our responsibility to use. And nothing of what's been said, either by what Fred, what you just said, or what Linda shared, or what Paul has shared, myself, we're not knocking Western medicine. We're not saying doctors are evil, they're bad. However, as you just stated, God has asked us to use our noggin. And maybe that means taking ownership of our wellness and saying, well, if that's what they're saying I need to do, maybe I should also complement this with it and see what happens. And obviously, it's making a difference. So, Fred, thank you for jumping on the line. I appreciate it. And actually, those of you who want to hear more about Fred's story, I've got the typed up version, and I meant to attach it yesterday, but I will make sure that gets sent out so you guys can see. So, Fred, we'll be praying for you.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate that, and I'm
hoping that when you get back or in the future, you can jump on the line and give us an update of what's going to be taking place on this next trip here.
All right. In closing, let me just share this with your listening audience out there. We're here in Northwest Tennessee, sharing my dad's 80th birthday today. So we're looking forward to some good family fun. And God bless you, and thanks for the opportunity to share.
Well, have fun, and again, thank you for sharing, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again real soon.
All right,
hello, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bob, is that you?
Hello, Ben.
Good morning.
This is Linda.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you.
This is Fred's sister. I just wanted to say that I'm glad you got to hear it from the horse's mouth. He told it much better than I could have.
So now you're calling your brother a horse. Okay, I see the family love that you guys have going on there.
I know. He'll get me later. So, but I appreciate you inviting us on the call, and I'm so glad that we were together so he could share his story.
No, that is fantastic. And Linda, thank you for what you and I guess it's your daughter that, and I mean, if I'm understanding this correctly, you guys set up a Facebook page, and did people contribute financially to
my daughter set up the page with a donate button through PayPal, and within 3 weeks we had all the funds to get my brother the wellness home.
Wow. Wow.
So that was just an answer to prayer.
You know, and I think, Linda, what I probably should remind folks is that Nikan Corporate, as a company, because, I mean, we're getting inundated these days with, you know, people asking money for this, and I know I live with a professional fundraiser. Her name is McKenna. She's 12, and I don't even want to tell you how much money that she's generated. We've got friends who are leaving for Ethiopia on Monday as well, and they were $8,000 3 weeks ago that they needed to finish the adoption of their second child. And, our daughter got busy and started raffling things off. And anyways, but I know that's a constant thing, that we're always inundated with things. But at the same time, Nikan is a company. Every single time we introduce somebody to Nikan and they make a decision that they say, hey, yep, I want to be a part of this, and they buy even one product. They start that journey into their wellness home. They buy one product. For every 100 times that happens, Nikan goes, you know, puts another tally mark on the wall, or however they keep track of it, and they give away a complete wellness home to a needy family. And that's a complete Nature Rest sleep system, an Air Wellness Power 5 unit, an Aquapore water filtration system, and His and Hers Mag Steps. It's about $2,500 worth of products, depending on how you do the math. But it's a big deal. And those needy families, exactly what Linda and her daughter have done, it could have been her brother Fred. But they are they are identified by the Nikan leaders out there in the field. If you're a silver and above that position, then you can submit that family or that person and say, you know, I really believe that this person could, you know, benefit. And through the last year and a half that Nikan's been doing that, it's been a tremendous, tremendous joy to be part of that. So just remember, every time you introduce somebody to Nikan and they make that decision to buy even one product, or maybe they buy a whole wellness, and when they do that, that's one more towards the tally of 100. That Nikan's going to be giving away a wellness home. So, Linda, thank you for setting the example and doing what our company's doing, and yet you kept it in the family, and obviously impacted not only your brother Fred's life, but now as he takes and shares that with other people and gets ready to go back to Africa, he's going to be able to use his life to impact many, many other people. So,
thank you, Ben.
Appreciate it greatly. Paul, I want to go back to you. I know you're sitting out there enjoying the porch. And I've got one more young lady that we've got time here that
Great.
Wants to share.
Wonderful. Well, Esther's here, and just leading up to that, Linda said that
she had some folks that didn't necessarily respond to a Niken product like a magnet. Esther had an initial trial of the Niken product, but she had so much going on in her body that it just wasn't enough. And I just want to say before that Dr. Peter Goldberg did a wonderful presentation on May 11th. It's recorded on the WebEx conference call with Niken Events. Great to hear how everybody responds to the product. Just depends on time frame and what else is going on in their life. But Esther is here. She's a wonderful lady, and her life has also been transformed.
Hello, Vance.
Good morning, Esther. Thank you for jumping on the call. So tell us, we got about 5 minutes, and I don't want to rush you, but I want to keep things concise as possible. What happened for you?
Well, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia about 9 years ago. I had been sick previously and could not find anybody to diagnose what was wrong. They kept telling me there was nothing wrong. And it got to the point that I could not, I was a hairdresser and had my own business. And it got to the point where I couldn't concentrate enough to listen to people or hold my arms up. I just was hurting all over. And I was diagnosed with a fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, degenerative disc disease, arthritis in my spine, herniated disc, and with the fibromyalgia, there's a lot of brain fog and memory loss. So Linda, my friend that gave you the testimony earlier, I was in Bible study with her, and she kept trying to get me to use these products, and I have tried and been to doctors. Anybody that knows anything about fibromyalgia, you just go from one place to another trying to find out what works for you, and nothing. It might for a month or two, but then it quits working. And then I tried the Backflex, like Paul said, and it didn't do anything for me because I had a tremendous amount of lower back pain. And then finally I went to a meeting. They were a wellness meeting. And they wrapped the comforter around me, and I started feeling a relaxation, which is hard to do because your muscles are so tight. So after that, I started drinking the water, and my husband didn't have a job at that time. So I would go to Linda's house, and she would let me take water. And I did that for about a month until we could afford, or we couldn't afford it, but we charged a package. Which was the best choice I've ever made in my life. So, but from then, the brain fog that I had always, it went away, and I started having more energy. I was able to walk because I was in bed all the time. I get out of bed and go to the couch, from the couch to the bed, and it was just hopeless. So I started seeing some changes, and then I started drinking the water and taking some supplements, and then I started sleeping on the sleep system, and it's just been, I can't believe the difference, and because I'm like a lot of other people, I don't think today I would be walking had I not got these products, and I know you just feel like you're going crazy because you can't remember things, you can't keep things straight, and now things are so much better with me. We've just made a big move from one home to another, and I actually did some painting and did a lot of the moving, which 6 months ago is when I started this, and it was in last October. And the difference is just unbelievable.
Now, Esther, I want to ask the same question that I asked both Linda and Fred. How young are you today?
Well, I am 60. I just turned 60 in March.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to my 60s because my 40s were wonderful. 50s is when I was sick and in bed a lot, and 60s are going to be great.
Now, how does one function? Because I'm asking this question for education of other people that are listening. I understand, not personally. I can't say with 100% empathy that I know exactly what somebody with fibromyalgia goes through. However, I've sat over my 19-year journey with Niken, and I've spent a lot of time with people that are dealing with fibromyalgia, and it just doesn't go away. Yeah. But you shared that you couldn't concentrate, this brain fog, that you couldn't hold your arms up, so it's difficult to cut people's hair in your profession.
Right.
Dealing with that. Transition now today, you're 6 months utilizing the wellness home, what Nikan has given in products. Do you ever have bad days? And I'm not trying to focus on the negative, but I just want people to understand the reality of this, that this is not a cure-all, everything. But as Paul has mentioned, and I alluded earlier, that Peter Goldberg said, you know, the environment does matter. If we change the environment and that everything's connected and it's all about energy, that even our own personal body, we can impact somebody standing 15 feet away with the energy that God's put in our body. And that being the case, do you have days that they're just not as good as the day before?
I do, but most of the time it was because before, when I would do anything, I would end up in bed like 2 or 3 days, a week at times, and just I was listless, kind of like a paralyzing state. But now if I have a bad day, which is very few and far between, I might lay on the couch for a while and then get up and go do what I need to do. But you just want to do everything now because I feel so much better.
Yeah, and I love the way that you stated that your 40s were great, your 50s not so good, but 60s are looking much better, obviously.
Yes, and I have to agree with Fred. I did, in my Bible study, I asked people that had heard from God, you know, why was I not hearing things? And in the middle of the night, one night, I woke up, and he told me that I would not be cured, but he would send people and things into my life that would make my life different.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done that.
Mm-hmm. And Esther, and I appreciate you putting it that way, because it's physically, I don't think any one of us, I mean, going back my 20, 21 years ago when I injured my back as a young man in my 20s, in hearing how Linda described it, of going from the age of 14 to 58 years later to where she's at now, that these things don't just go away. However, God does send people into our lives that can provide us with things that'll make it not only just easier, but take away some of that agony that we were dealing with. And it's wonderful. And it often sounds too good to be true. So, Esther, one last question for you. Those people out there, because you had shared that the Flex didn't work for me, but you went to a wellness meeting, you heard a bit more information, you got exposed to some other things. For those people who have, maybe they say they have tried something or they don't think it'll work for them, what would you encourage them to do?
I would do the same. Try something until you find something that works. Today, I do have, it works for me now. Since I've got my body under control more, I have the back flex on today, and I wear the magnets, and they do help. But at the first, in the beginning, there was so much going on with me that was not going to help.
Sure. Because you're talking, you were about a decade into it before you were introduced to Nikan.
Right.
Okay. And that's a good length of time. I mean, it's not as long as what Linda experienced and what Fred may bring up, but that's a good long time for the body to start getting acclimated to, hey, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be, and to reverse that and change it, go the other direction, that causes, it's going to take something pretty drastic.
It does, and I'll tell you, too, with this, there's a lot of depression, a lot of crying, days you cry, and it's just made such a difference to be able to have a conversation, not cry about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
If I cry now, it's because I feel good, not bad.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, Esther, thank you as well again for sharing. And I'm looking at the clock, and I realize that I need to be committed to punctuality here. So I want to thank Linda Rogers and Fred and Esther. Thank all three of you. And thank you, Paul, for arranging for them to share. I know there are other people. And they right now they're thinking, hey, I didn't get to share. We'll do this again, trust me. And let me just remind you guys, if you have somebody, you know somebody that, man, I wish I would have had them on the line this morning because they would have benefited from these hearing these stories. Oftentimes, what I just said, these stories sound too good to be true. That, you know, how can, you know, magnetics and far infrared and negative ions and high organic nutritional products cure people with these different types of diseases and cancer. No. We would never, ever say that. I mean, we're not in the medical profession. We cannot say that. So don't, please understand. However, what we have discovered is when we get on these products, we start utilizing what Niken's given us and the years and the millions of dollars they spent on research and technology. When we put those into our home and we start using them every day, something miraculous happens. And some people, it happens in a matter of a few seconds. And other people, it may take days, weeks, months, and even years. And I've met people that they're going down the few-year journey, and they will tell me adamantly that, Vance, I don't know when it took place, but my life is different today. It didn't happen overnight. However, I know my life is different today because of what I'm not living in the agony. I'm not living in that, as Esther said, that brain fog. And life is good because of what's taken place. So I just want to remind folks, we never make any medical claims. We call them coincidences. They seem to happen about 100% of the time. If you hydrate the body and give it the water in the cells to make it function at its best and then get people on the products, things will happen. And it's fun to watch those coincidences take place. So if you have somebody that you think would benefit from hearing these three powerful stories, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where the recording is. I know there's a lot of folks that use that, go on a regular basis, but just the word SaturdayAMLive.com. And that'll take you right into the website, and you can click on the recording. Just scroll down, you'll see it right there. And so I want to again thank all three of you, and again thank you, Paul, for arranging for Linda and Esther to share. And
thank you.
And Linda Pettis, thank you for arranging for your brother to jump on the line. Appreciate it greatly. And so that's all I've got today. If you guys want to hang out for a bit, I do have a couple announcements. But thank you guys again. Have a fantastic rest of the weekend, and look forward to chatting with you again next Saturday morning.